I wake up on Christmas Day. I go knocking for my parents, but no one's awake. I must admit this intro seems a little cliche, but I won't let a thing like missing parents get in my way. As I'm checking around, I notice something's wrong. I don't remember leaving my Steam logged on. There's a mince pie that's been bitten on the letter that I'd written. As I'm clicking, I can see that all my games are gone. But then I hear a clatter of pots and pans. There's some inky footprints next to the fan. And at the window there's the figure of a tall thin man. So I grab my crappy little torch and I ran. Someone call Tim Burton, 'cause it's really quite the scene. Yeah, I thought that this was Christmas, but it feels like Halloween. When I put on my wish list that all my favorite characters get let off steam, well, I didn't think that Santa would take me. Literally,
I head to the kitchen to see what awaits me, to find Freddy Fazbear making the gravy. Barney the Bunny is chopping the runner beans. Foxy has got a Yorkshire puddings a baking. No, Chica ain't lurking, she's cheerfully chirping and eagerly working at stuffing the turkey. But I hope that's all that ends up stuffed tonight, because the golden Freddy suit there is just my size. These guys aren't as scary as they were before. Slender Man's hanging mistletoe over the door. And Dr. Traeger's making paper snowflakes on the floor. Whilst Pyramid Head hogs all the green triangles. Someone call Tim Burton, 'cause it's really quite the scene. Yeah, I thought that this was Christmas, but it feels like Halloween. When I put on my wish list that all my favorite characters get let off steam, well, I didn't think that Santa would take me. Literally.
Down by the presents the puppety beckons, 'cause every gift has a new furry friend in. But soon mama's tucked them all back in their bedding, 'cause batteries only ever seem to last 10 seconds. The butcher gang are caroling out in the yard, whilst Bendy and Boris are signing their cards. SCP-173, well, he's bad at charades. He's as fast as you like, but he can't move his arms. All the kids are playing their new toys and games. It's Six's turn, but Emily wants to play. And Granny keeps trying to take the teddy away. Mrs. Baker's bacon has a most peculiar taste. Monica plays piano while Sayori hangs the banners. Yuri brought the bottle, so Natsuki's getting hammered. The principal is listing all the gifts he got from Santa, while Baldi counts the days until next Christmas on the planner. Grace with a table, a sadist, or Sandra Cohen's curating the playlist. I'm spending Boxing Day at the neighbor's, just so long as I don't go in the basement. And I don't know why they chose me to hold the Christmas festivities. But I pray to Alice Angel up on top of that tree that they take the corpses when they leave. I wake up on Boxing Day alone. All my new friends had to go home, but they left me with the best memories I've known. and an awful lot of blood stains out in the snow.
Oh, well, my folks are okay. I guess I should mention they just spend the day in a pocket dimension, running for their lives from the demons that chased them. Now they constantly scream, but they bought me a PlayStation.
So someone call up MatPat, 'cause this seems like a theorist's dream. And though it may be fun in concept, the lore implications might break at the seams. I guess even evil characters just need to let off steam. They just wanted one day's holiday for making Markiplier scream.